defense after a made bucket. They've got Portage trapped. He's going to throw one off the Thunderbirds' legs and reset the offense.
Boy, and he was in trouble there, but there were three Baraboo defenders plus the end line there. Mm-hmm. Keep him in check.
And there's a pass knocked out of bounds. Carter Rivas hopping into the passing lane. It's off his hand. It'll stay with Portage. Warrior struggling to get anything going here in the second half. Nadalski kicks it out to Vera. He picked up his dribble. Another floater off the mark. And it looked like a strong rebound for Knockreiner, but instead I think that might be foul number three.
I think you're right. And it is.
Baraboo basketball on the turnover. Thunderbirds leading by 26 in the early going of the second half.
You know, despite the fact there were a lot of team fouls in the first half, no one in foul trouble in particular until now.
Right. They've been well distributed. Speaking of distributing, Alex Hannigan with a nice find. An interior pass sets up Dan Olson for his third bucket of the half. We talked about this, partner. He was quiet offensively in the first half, but Dan Olson can explode and have a big run all on his own.
And we talked about Dan's passing ability in the first half, but how about Alex Hannigan?
No question. And Coach Bohrer wants a timeout, full timeout to talk this over. This will give us a chance to talk about the other Baraboo High School athletics coming up this week. Girls basketball, they're in action at McFarland tonight, and I have good news. They're tied at 27 at the half, according to our crack reporter, Christy Feld. The girls will also host Marshfield on Tuesday, and they'll be at Stoughton next Thursday. In girls hockey, the Lightning are at Stoughton tonight. They'll be at Middleton on Tuesday. Boys hockey is hosting DeForest tomorrow, and they'll host Monroe next Tuesday. The wrestling team has a dual meet at Fort Atkinson tonight. And the gymnastics team will be participating in an invitational at River Valley tomorrow. As long as we're at it, we'll remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcast possible. These include the State Farm Insurance Chris Stanton Agency, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Don Larson Superstore. Well, partner, we talked about the Thunderbirds having a dominant first half. They've improved upon it here early in the second.
Boy, Portage has got nothing so far here in the second half, and the Thunderbirds piling up the points.
A 9-0 start to the second half for the Thunderbirds.
You know, and if you're Portage right now, you got to forget about the scoreboard. You just got to punch back. Not that I want them to. I'm just
right. It's a sound strategy. It will be Portage basketball. They're going to inbound from the sideline, coming out of the timeout. Coach Caleb Bohrer in his first year at the helm, replacing Darren Berger, who, of course, was a former Thunderbird coach before going to Portage. Knockreiner is going to fire up a baseline jumper 12 feet out. No good. Bauer gets the rebound. Finds Hannigan. Hannigan looking up court for Olson. The pass is tipped away off Portage.
Again, that's one of those turnovers because you're getting out and trying to make something happen.
Donovan Navone checks back in, replacing Kay Arts. Thunderbird basketball. Inbound goes to Hannigan. He finds Rivas wide open in the corner for a three. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. Carter Rivas rattles in a three.
Well, I don't know what they were serving for lunch today at the cafeteria, but Carter Rivas should eat that every day.
So he's up to, what, 21 now? And also, like the memo to Portage, you can't leave this guy wide open beyond the arc. Navone looks to get it back. Three's off the mark. Knockreiner grabs the offensive rebound, though, and converts the putback. Knockreiner has six. Here's Hannigan on the drive. Right-handed scoop.
Oh.
Stuck between the rim and the backboard. It'll be a jump ball that's going to go to Portage.
Dan Olson knocked that down. I thought they were going to come up here and ask you to help with that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was ready. This didn't give me enough time to get down there. Thunderbirds continue to apply three-quarter court pressure. Looks like a 2-1-2. Portage has not yet crossed the timeline. There, Nadalski gets it across and draws a foul. He got tripped up there at midcourt by Brady Bauer.
You know, and that's one I think Brady'd like to have back. You, I don't know how many feet from the basket, but quite a few.
53-24. Baraboo leads Portage with 15:15 to go.
And that's Brady's second personal foul.
Navone finds Knockreiner, and he's driving to the left block. He draws a foul.
That one's going to go against Dan Olson. I think for Dan, that's going to be his first.
So the Warriors will inbound from the end line once again. Navone's got the ball. He finds Vera. He's going to fire for three from the left wing. No good. Ball goes all the way out of bounds to the Thunderbirds. 15 minutes on the nose to go in this Badger Small Conference rivalry game between these two nearby communities, Baraboo and Portage. Thunderbirds have been in control throughout. Rivas is going to fire again. This time left wing, a little short front rim. Vera grabs the rebound, fires up court. Nadolski wants to drive. Left-handed kiss off the glass is good. A fine pass and finish. That's David Nadolski's first bucket. But Hannigan gets by him on the other end. Gets all the way to the cup. Shot rolls off the rim, no good. It's out of bounds off Portage.
Sweet little finger roll that time by
baby.
Alex.
Everything but the finish. That was a nice-looking move. Just rolled off the rim. It'll be Thunderbird's ball. Hannigan looking to inbound from the end line. He finds Olsen. Olsen wants to drive. He gets the left block, picks it up, kicks out. Thunderbird's working around. There's Rivas. Top of the key. Off the rim, no good. At last, Carter Rivas has cooled off a little bit. Nadolski grabs the rebound and brings it up court. He finds Vera. Thinking about the three. Now he'll dribble it out. Thunderbirds extend their half-court defense. Vera goes up for the drive, and he's whistled for an offensive foul. Bear Lefevre gets up with a grimace. It'll be Thunderbird basketball on the turnover.
And for Veras, that's his second. Second as well.
Isaiah Romano Thompson checks in. He's going to give Bear Lefevre a break. He did not look comfortable if he got off the floor there.
No, I think you got to check and make sure all the parts are where they're supposed to be.
Wesley Kruger returns for Portage, replacing Michael Nachreiner. 14 minutes to go. It's Baraboo 53, Portage 26. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell, happy to be with you tonight. From Baraboo High School, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM or watching on NFHS. Hannigan drives, kicks out. Bauer's going to shoot for three right wing, and that's a thunderbolt. For the Thunderbird, Brady Bauer having a strong night.
It's his second three, and now 12 points overall for Brady.
Thunderbird freshman getting some things done. Nadolski on the dribble. They break the Baraboo pressure. He looks to get to the rim again. This time a right-handed shot, no good. Hannigan's ahead of the crowd, picks up his dribble, and draws a foul on the floor.
And I think that's going to go against Nadolski.
It'd be Baraboo ball on the end line. Thunderbirds have built a 30-point lead.
So for Nadolski, that's going to be his third foul.
Inbound goes to Olsen. He finds Romano Thompson, who kicks it over to Rivas, who finds Hannigan right wing. Thunderbirds will set up their half-court offense. There's a skip pass over to Bauer. He finds Rivas. And it's back in the hands of Hannigan. He's looking for a screen from Olsen. Gets it. Little pick and roll. Two-man game. Gets to the cup for a little right-hand flip. No good from 5 feet. Portage grabs the rebound. And they're going to get Warfield with another charge. He pushed off with a chicken wing.
Well, that's going to be Warfield's third foul. So now we have Nadolski, Warfield, and Nachreiner all with three fouls for the Warriors with just over 13 minutes left.
John Moon checks in for Baraboo, replacing Rivas. Be Thunderbird basketball. Baraboo leads by 30 in this home game coming up for the T-Birds. The next game is going to be at Mount Horeb on Tuesday. The Thunderbirds will host McFarland on Friday, so John Gunnell and I will be with you a week from tonight in all these same stations so you can continue to follow Thunderbird basketball. There's a kick out. They find Bauer wide open for a three left wing. Too strong off the backboard. Nadolski grabs the rebound. Now Vera's on the dribble. Warriors moving to our left here in the second half. Navone with a nice drive and finish with the right hand. He has five. 12 and a half to go. 28-point Thunderbird lead. They have doubled up Portage.
Pretty good map there, partner. I don't know.
I still can't compete. And here we have a travel. They're going to get Navone with a travel.
That's kind of a tough call there. That's like one of those old-school travels. They used to call that anytime.
Anytime you hit the floor. Yeah, most of the time these days, they'll let that go. As long as you're going to pass or shoot and not try to get up. Okay, so we got a few subs to catch up with here. Let's see. Bear Lefevre has checked back in. So has Carter Rivas for the Thunderbirds. And looks like Kreisiger has come in to replace Aiden Warfield for Portage. Getting down to 12 minutes to go. Thunderbird basketball. Baraboo leads by 28. Carter Rivas has got it. He's been the offensive star tonight. 21 points and counting. Thunderbirds have been effective from beyond the arc. There's a pass that nearly gets away from Isaiah Romano-Thompson, but he saves it. He wants to get into the lane. He'll shoot 4 feet out. Front rim, no good. Dan Olson grabs the rebound. Put back, no good, but he is fouled.
So that's going to send Dan to the line. He's one of two tonight from the charity stripe. Total of 9 points overall.
Olson came in averaging 10.9 points a game, 8.7 rebounds. He's been doing good work on both ends of the floor here tonight. Free throw is in the air and rattles out. No
good. I'll tell you, if we kept track of quality outlet passes, Dan would have quite a few of those as well.
No doubt. Brody Kayarts returns. He replaces
QOPs.
Nadolski. Make it a stat. Put it on a huddle. The second free throw rattles in for Dan Olson. He continues to have an exemplary second half. Portage basketball. They trail by 29. They break the press. Working their half-court offense. Navoni on the dribble. Gets to the right block. Misses the shot, but draws the foul. He's going to shoot two. He's one of the few Warriors who seems to be getting, trying to make something happen, trying to penetrate, trying to get to the rim.
He's done some good things. 5 points overall, but he's done a nice job getting to the basket, and he hit down knocked down a big three earlier, too.
First free throw off the rim, short, no good. Coming up next for the Warriors, they'll be at Markazan on Monday. I think they've got a statue to Matt Jervelin in Markazan, if I'm not mistaken.
If not, I know there's one of Terry Keith.
Second free throw's off the mark as well. It's out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Got quite a few ex-Markazan people floating
around.
Well,
for such a small town, how do we know all these people from Markazan? My former newspaper colleague, Craig Spicala, as well. They're everywhere.
Brian Watoon is from that area.
Is that right?
Nancy Miller.
Well.
I know Mike Ecker, who used to be the assistant principal up at the middle school.
Is there more than one Markazan? Portage comes away with a steal.
There must be
Baraboo.
A greater metropolitan area.
Yeah, well, of course. Vera on the drive. Right hand finish off the glass. That's a beautiful move. And the Portage Warriors have needed way more of that here tonight. 4 points for him. Under 11 to go. 57-30 Baraboo. Thunderbirds patient offensively. Nursing a big lead. Johnny Moon thinks about the three, decides against it. They find Carter Rivas wide open for a three. Right wing, off the back iron, no good. Vera with the rebound. Hounded in the backcourt by Rivas.
Boy, that's two times there he could have got an offensive foul on
with
a push-off.
With a little push, yeah. There's a behind-the-back dribble. 14-foot jumper is sweet. Vera getting some things done. Nice-looking jumper. He has six. It's a 25-point game. Thunderbirds moving to our right here in the second half. Bear Lefevre with an impressive-looking drive. Couldn't finish. Rebound goes to Kruger. He finds Navoni. Navoni's going to fire up a jumper way long off the backboard. Bear Lefevre grabs the rebound. Carter Rivas looks like he wants to drive. Now he's going to kick. Brady Bauer, right corner three. Rims out. Vera's got the rebound. Now he looks to penetrate. Looking to score over Romano Thompson. Kisses it off the glass. Elias Vera scoring with ease. Kind of makes you wonder, hey, where was this in the first half?
6 points now in the second half, 8 overall.
A little over 9 minutes to go. It's 57-34. Baraboo over Portage. Thunderbird basketball. Ben Bromley and John Gunnell with you on the call here tonight. Whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on NFHS, we also encourage you to download the Civic Media mobile app. You can listen to all of our broadcasts. There's a loose ball poked away from Johnny Moon into the hands of Max Kreisiger. He kicks it out to Vero. He's going to shoot for three. Great wing. I think that might have been dipped.
I do listen to you and Christy Feld and the girls' games using the Civic Media app, and it works perfect.
Well, thank you, sir. Carter Rivas with a nice find of Brady Bauer in transition, but he couldn't finish. And now the ball's loose on the other end, and we've got the bodies on the floor.
Drowning pool.
Donovan Navone and Carter Rivas on the floor. Let's see. That's going to be Baraboo basketball on the possession arrow. Dan Olson and Alex Hannigan will return for the Thunderbirds, replacing John Moon and Isaiah Romano Thompson. And it looks like we've got a timeout on the floor. I think Coach Fish might have called this one. So with that timeout, we'll remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These are the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm Insurance, the Chris Stanton Agency. Our score with 8:35 to go is Baraboo 57, Portage 34. Other action around high school sports here in Baraboo this week. The girls' basketball team is at McFarland tonight. Last we heard, they were tied at half. We'll see if we can get you an update on that. They host Marshfield on Tuesday, and we'll travel to Stoughton on Thursday. And, of course, Christy Feld and I will be on that call for the Tuesday night game, the home game versus Marshfield.
And, Christy, if you're out there feeding information to us via text, text Ben because I don't have my phone with me tonight.
Who knows all the tips you're missing tonight, partner. Girls hockey team, the Lightning, they're at Stoughton tonight, and they'll be at Middleton on Tuesday. Boys hockey hosts DeForest tomorrow, and they'll host Monroe on Tuesday. Some home cooking this week for the boys hockey team.
They're coming off a win yesterday. They just beat Pacelli, Stevens Point Pacelli.
Oh, very nice.
So congratulations to the hockey team on that victory.
The wrestling team has a duel at Fort Atkinson tonight, and the gymnastics team has an invitational at River Valley tomorrow. It's going to be Thunderbird basketball coming out of the timeout. And the Warriors come out showing full court pressure out of the timeout. Hounding the T-Birds in the backcourt. And the ball is out of bounds. Baraboo's going to keep it.
Might be a little too late.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
It's tough to come back from a 33-point deficit when you've only scored 34.
Well, especially when you got some of the press breakers that we have.
Carter Rivas misses a three from the right wing. Vera comes down with the rebound. I should say a 23-point lead. Vera misses the layup on the other end. That's another heartbreaker. He's had a few bunnies not drop tonight. And the loose ball is out of bounds to Portage.
I think we kind of assumed that was off of them because we just kind of let it go out of bounds.
Right.
Nope.
Rivas is claiming he was discarded on that possession, pleading his case to the stripes. Here's a three ball from Vera, right wing.
Oh, we're getting a lot of physical play between Rivas.
And we're going to have an intentional foul.
Yeah.
So then before the play, Carter was talking to the official, and there was some pushing, and now they're going to get K-yards for an intentional foul.
Yeah.
So that's going to be
flagrant one.
Right. I believe that's two shots on the ball.
And that's going to go against Wesley Kruger, I believe.
Oh, is that right? I thought they got somebody else on that one. That sends Rivas to the line. 8 minutes, 1 second to go. Rivas sinks the first free throw. He's had a banner night.
No, I think you're right. He went against K-Arts, I think.
Rivas' second free throw, also good. And they're gonna check him out.
They had to do something there because it was getting... So, kind of physical, like they were almost throwing.
Right.
Hits to the chops.
Indeed. Kalen Ruff comes in to replace Rivas, let him cool off a little bit. Also, he's holding his stomach there.
Well, he took a couple shots.
A shot to the chops, perhaps. Baraboo basketball as well after the two made free throws. Dan Olson gets a good shot at the rim, but it rolls off the rim. No good. Portage has the ball. Max Kreisinger on the dribble. He finds Vera on the right wing. It's Baraboo 59, Portage 34, under 8 minutes to go. And there's a pass just barely saved by Kruger. And there, Vera was being triple teamed, but they're going to get Hannigan as he went for the steal. I think that's number three on Alex. Is that right?
I think you're right, yes.
And we have a host of subs ready to check in for the Warriors. We're going to see Aiden Warfield, Ricardo Yanez, and Michael Knockreiner. They're going to replace Kruger, Kreisiger, and K-Arts.
Well, Thunderbird's going to be in the bonus from this point out.
Warriors having a tough season. They come in at 1-11 overall, 0-7 in Badger small play. Thunderbirds are 10-6 overall, 5-2 in the conference. Warfield nearly lost his footing. Dribbles through contact and draws a foul.
I think that's going to be on Brady, and that'll be his third.
It's going to be an end line inbound for the Warriors. They trail by 25. Inbound goes to Yanez. Yanez behind the back pass is taken away. Alex Hannigan on the steal. Pass to Bear Lefevre, who finishes in transition. Bear Lefevre has 8. Might not be the time for behind the back passes. 7 minutes to go. Vera with a 17-foot jumper, no good. Dan Olsen grabs the rebound, gets the ball to Hannigan. Hannigan spins, passes, finds Ruff for a 3 in the left corner. That rattles in for a Thunderbolt. For the Thunderbirds, Kalen Ruff for 3.
And I might be wrong, but that might be his first varsity bucket.
You might be right. The first one we've seen at home anyway.
Yep.
And on the other end, nice work by Navoni. He grabs an offensive rebound, scores, and draws a foul.
Yeah, I don't want to take away anything if he has, you know, but I think at home you're right.
Isaiah Romano-Thompson will return, as will Carter Rivas. They're going to replace Bauer and Hannigan.
And Caden's given them a lot of good minutes. Mm-hmm. Strong defender, works real hard.
No question. So the team fouls are even at 6 apiece. We're going to see some more free throws down the stretch here with 6.5 to go. Navoni's free throw is good. He continues to be active offensively. T-Birds now trying to break this Portage pressure, and Dan Olsen draws a foul at midcourt. Warfield got him.
And Dan had to go up for that one and came down kind of awkward.
And Aiden Warfield finds himself in foul trouble. Olsen heads to the line. He had a scoring binge early in the second half. Free throw is in the air. It rattles out, no good. Warfield grabs the rebound. T-Bird's not able to capitalize on the bonus situation. Vera is going to fire up another jumper, 16-foot out. No, short. But Navoni is there again with another offensive rebound and a putback for 2. He's been a handful off the bench.
He's double digits now for the Warriors, currently with 10 points.
T-Birds managed to break the Portage press. They find Bear Lefevre wide open for a corner 3. It's off the rim, no good. There's Yanez with the rebound. Fires up court to Navoni. And the Warriors will set up their half-court offense. We're under 6 minutes to go. Baraboo leads by 25. Knockreiner picks up his dribble. And a little lefty flip. Some old-school post moves. The old man game still works. Knockreiner for 2.
A little Bill Walton in that move there.
Oh, and there's a near steal by Warfield, but they're going to call a foul. And that is going to foul out Aiden Warfield. With that 5th foul, Warfield is disqualified. He'll be replaced by K-Arts. Meanwhile, for the Thunderbirds, Johnny Moon and Alex Hannigan check in, replacing Kalen Ruff and Bear Lefevre. Nadalski's in the game as well for the Warriors. Dan Olsen's back at the line, seeing if he can sink the front end here. What my partner likes to call the Niedermeyer. And it's good.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Dan Olsen, after being quiet in the first half, has lit up the scoreboard here in the second half. Second free throw for Olsen is in the air and good. T-Birds rolling. 25-point lead. Under 6 minutes to go. Navoni at the point guard. Why not? He's doing it all. He drives all the way to the lane and puts it in off the glass over Olsen.
A little bit of a shoulder there.
A little bit. They're going to let that go in a blowout game. And on the other end, they're going to get the T-Birds on a backcourt violation. Carter Rivas snagged that pass as he leapt over the midcourt line, but you have to establish your position first. Turnover, Baraboo. Warriors will inbound from the far sideline. Coach Fish exhorting the T-Birds to forget about it, move on to the next play. Elias Vera looking to drive. He kisses one off the glass. Good for two. He's been impressive in the second half.
He's also in double digits now for the Warriors.
They find Dan Olson. He passes to Romano Thompson, who fires to Moon. T-Birds work it around. Hannigan kicks it out. Carter Rivas wants a three near the top of the key. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
Why not?
The roof is on fire. Carter Rivas and Fuego.
26 points on the night for Rivas.
Elias Vera looks to answer. His jumper is off the mark. Rivas grabs the rebound. Hannigan moves it up court for the T-Birds. Dribbles through the double team. Kicks it out. Romano Thompson. They're going to get it for steps.
Interesting.
Cyrus Mahoney is going to check in for his first action of the evening. He's going to replace Romano Thompson. It'll be Portage basketball on the Baraboo turnover. 4 minutes, 39 seconds to go. It's Baraboo 69, Portage 45.
Well, you know, we had a prediction of a 20-point win, and it's looking like that's certainly in the cards.
Well, it's about time Cuter was right about something.
Yeah. It doesn't happen very often.
4.5 to go. He needs Portage to make a little spurt.
I should watch it. He's probably listening.
He probably is. And there's a kickball. It's going to stay with the Warriors. So for the T-Birds, they are in line to start a winning streak. They lost their Badger Challenge game last week. That snapped a 7-game winning streak with their loss to Beaver Dam. They get a win here tonight. They'll have a winning streak going into their next game at Mount Horeb on Tuesday. Portage's jumper is off the mark. Dan Olson comes away with a loose ball and finds a wide open Johnny Moon for a left-handed layup. That's Moon's first two. 4 minutes to go. Keelan Ruff hops up to the scorer's table. He's going to return, and there's a whistle. They're going to get the Thunderbirds for a foul. And
I think that's going to go against Johnny Moon.
And the Warriors are going to shoot. Update from Christy Feld. The Thunderbird girls lead 47-41 with 3.5 to go at McFarland. What a win that would be.
All right. So for Johnny Moon, that's going to be his first, team seventh, so Portage will be in the bonus.
Free throw is in the air and good for K-Arts. Second free throw in the air, rattles in. So Brody K-Arts hits 2 out of 2. Thunderbirds looking to break the pressure here, leading 71-47, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Vera. T-Birds are going to keep it. Baraboo has been in control throughout. They've done a ton of damage from beyond the arc tonight. Carter Rivas on the dribble. Looking to penetrate, kicks it out to Johnny Moon for three. That rattles just off the rim, no good, but Romano Thompson grabs the rebound. I should say Mahoney grabs the rebound and draws a foul.
So that's going to send Cyrus to the line.
Ricardo Yanez is going to return. He is going to replace K-Arts.
He gave them some good minutes earlier in the ballgame.
Sure did. Warriors coming off a 78-52 defeat to Watertown in the Badger Classic at Monona Grove last weekend. Mahoney misses the front end. Oh, you don't want to miss that front end. Might be your only chance to score. You never know. Portage basketball. Navone driving on Mahoney. Fires it up. Backboard no good. Olson with another strong rebound. He finds Rivas. Here comes the T-Birds. T-Birds will be patient offensively. The big lead, 3 minutes to go. Rivas on the dribble, looking to get to the rim. Scores off the glass. Carter Rivas for two. He has dominated this game. Who needs to be patient when you can get a free lane to the rim?
28 points for Carter.
Woo, baby. Portage basketball. Vera's going to fire for three, right wing. No good. Warriors have not had much luck beyond the arc. And we got a timeout. Thunderbirds, just a substitution timeout. We're going to see Trey Pickett, Josh Brush, and Clayton Ducharme check in. Coach Tyler Fish going to the bench. Well, partner, looking at big picture, so for the T-Birds, this is going to be what looks to be, anyway, their second winning season in a row. They had a good season last year. Well, of course, we had Ross Legal doing so much damage last year. When we looked at the box scores from last year, Ross had the lion's share of the points in both matchups with Portage. But like you mentioned in the opening, this is a younger team, but they're getting results.
Yeah, and this coaching staff has done just a great job with this group of kids and last year's group as well, and just creating a culture of winning and working hard. And, you know, that pays off. And I got to tip my cap to Coach Tyler Fish and his staff, because they've really done a great job of kind of building things. And that bodes well for the future.
So with 2:46 to go, T-Bird reserves on the floor. We'll see what they can do against Portage. And the Warriors have gone to their bench as well. See if we can catch up on some of those names. There's a pass out of bounds. It's going to go to the Warriors. We've got Alex Hartwig and Vance Schultz have entered the game, as has Ross Rohde. That's probably the last name you wish you had.
Rohde?
My partner is such a classic rock fan. You wish you were a Rohde.
No, you got to carry stuff.
And there's Vance Schultz with a nice-looking finish in the paint for two. He's on the board.
I'd be the guy that brings in the deli tray or something like that.
You want to be craft services? 2 minutes to go. Thunderbirds lead 73-49. Mahoney kicks out to Pickett. Pickett's going to fire from the right wing. There's another Thunderbolt for Trey Pickett. And we got a foul here. Looks like they got Josh Brush in the backcourt. 2 minutes on the nose to go. It's Baraboo 76, Portage 49. And heading to the line is Ricardo Yanez. Both teams have gone to their bench here in the final minutes, with the outcome decided. Yanez's free throw is in the air. It rattles out, no good. Ducharme grabs the rebound. Portage can't capitalize on the 1-1. Keelan Ruff will get the T-Birds into their half-court offense. Trey Pickett thinks about another three, but instead draws his baseline. Kisses it off the rim, no good. Strong rebound by Alex Hartwig. He finds Yanez. Looking to penetrate off the dribble. Now he'll stopping jumper from 7 feet, no good. Ducharme with the rebound. Ducharme was part of the JV squad that won earlier. Baraboo over Portage.
They played well. It was a fun game to watch.
He fires a long three from the left wing, and that's another Thunderbolt. Clayton Ducharme with a triple. 6'4" hitting triples.
The future is bright. Apparently they all ate the same lunch.
Maybe they did. The future is bright, Thunderbird fans. 79-49, T-Birds. A minute 13 to go. That ball was knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Portage. On the inbound, the ball goes to Schultz. Picks up his dribble, and his pass is stolen by Josh Brush. Kicks it ahead to Ducharme in the open floor. Layup off the rim, no good. But he comes away with the loose ball. Put back, no good. Ball on the floor. Cyrus Mahoney grabs it, but I think we have a foul before that shot. And who's it going to be on?
I think it's going to be on Alex Hartwig. That's
right,
Hartwig's
you are.
First. And I think, it's going to send Brush to the line.
So Josh Brush will get his chance to get in the scoring column here. 5'11" senior, came back to basketball this year, and he sinks the first. He's on the board. I know his mother is an avid viewer and listener. She's probably a happy gal. She's not here tonight. She's watching instead. Second free throw is in the air off the back iron. No good. Rebound is tipped around and grabbed by Rohde. Cameron Sheely's looking to drive. Now he'll dribble it back out. Josh Brush pokes it away with a steal.
Nice job that time by Josh.
He finds Keelan Ruff. Under a minute to go. T-Birds with 80 points on the board.
showing off those quick hands.
Yeah, indeed, trying to earn future playing time. That's what these late minutes are about. Under half a minute to go, Baraboo 80, Portage 49. Cyrus Mahoney draws a foul on the perimeter.
Well, and anytime you can get varsity experience, and even if you're playing against their backups as well, you know, that pays off.
No question. And this isn't a real senior-heavy squad for the T-Birds. You've got, I mentioned Josh Brush being a senior. You've got Alex Hannigan. You've got Dan Olson. But the rest of the squad, it's juniors and underclassmen. Mahoney sinks a free throw, so he's on the board. You always want to get that scratch in the score column. Second free throw in the air from Mahoney, and is good. Final 25 seconds. Sheely picks up the dribble. Finds Hartwig. Hartwig throws up a floater, no good. Brush with the rebound. He's been everywhere. He finds Ruff. 11 seconds to go. T-Birds, I'm sure, will be content to dribble this out and put the finishing touches on a dominant 82-49 victory. And that's going to do it. So the T-Birds improve to 11-6 overall, 6-2 in the Badger Small. Portage falls to 1-12 overall and 0-8 in conference play. We'll wrap everything up for you after this on 99.7 Max FM.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Just go to maxfmbigdeals.com.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your final score is the Thunderbirds 82, the Portage Warriors 49. A dominant effort from the T-Birds, who improved to 11-6 on the season and 6-2 in the Badger Small Conference. The visitors from Portage fall to 1-12 overall and 0-8 in conference play. Next up for the Warriors, they'll be at Markazan on Monday. Next up for the T-Birds, they'll travel as well. They'll be heading to Mount Horeb on Tuesday and will host McFarland a week from tonight. John Gunnell and I will be with you on the call, so join us whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM or watching on the NFHS Network or following us via the Civic Media mobile app. John Gunnell, have I given you time to do your math?
I think we're pretty solid here.
Let's see it. Let's hear it.
Okay, well, the scoring totals for tonight, first for Portage, they were led by Donovan Navone, who finished with 12 points, nine of which came in the second half, had a strong performance tonight. Elias Vera finished with 10. Aiden Warfield finished with 9. Michael Knockreiner, 8. Brody Kayarts, 4. Vance Schultz, 2. David Nadolski, 2, and Max Kruisinger finished with 2 for a total of 49 points. They were 8 of 16 from the three-throw line. I can do the math on that. That's 50%. on the other end, for the Thunderbirds, they were led tonight. Big night for Carter Rivas. He finished with 28 points, doing it on both ends of the floor. Solid defense as well. Dan Olson finished with 12, 9 of which came in the second half. Brady Bauer finished with 12 for the Thunderbirds. Alex Hannigan had 6. Bear Lefevre had 8. Johnny Moon had 2. Let's see. Kalen Ruff had 3. Cyrus Mahoney, 2. Clayton Ducharme, 3. Trey Pickett, 3. And Bear Lefevre, well, I already mentioned him, he had 8. That rounded out the scoring. Oh, no, I don't want to miss Josh Brush. He had 1.2.
Yeah, there
he had a
go.
Nice little game in limited minutes, but he did some good things.
A bunch of the T-Birds got to do some good work in the closing minutes.
Thunderbirds were 18 of 27 from the free throw line. I could do the math on that one as well. So they finished with 66.66%.
Oh, nailed it.
Nice night for the Thunderbirds. Just took control of the game fairly early. You know, in the first couple of minutes, both teams were kind of feeling each other out a little bit. But once the Thunderbirds established control, they never looked back.
We have an update from Christy Feld on the girls' game. Thunderbirds were leading at McFarland by 2 with a minute 18 left. Sounds like a nail-biter.
We might have to talk a little while so we can get a final on that one.
But you know how basketball works. This could take 15 minutes for the final minute. And the T-Birds in that contest were tied at the half at McFarland. They were up 47-41 with 3.5 minutes left, and they're trying to hold on. That would be a big win for the T-Bird girls. Well, we got the sign off here, but we'll be actually bringing you girls basketball action on Tuesday. Christy Feld and I will be with you on the call when the Thunderbirds host Marshfield. So there you've got a Division I team that's currently leading its conference coming to town. That'll be a tall order for the T-Bird girls on Tuesday.
Well, one of the cool things about tonight was we had so many different people get in the scoring column for the Thunderbirds, and some kids who don't get a ton of minutes on the varsity floor came in tonight, knocked down some shots, and it's always cool to get your name in the scorebook next to those points. And
certainly is. And also show the coaching staff you can be trusted, right? You never know what's going to happen with injuries, foul trouble, whatever it might be.
So we'll be back next Friday night.
A week from tonight. It's a date, partner. Join us on 99.7 Max FM on NFHS. And use the Civic Media mobile app. You can even watch us on the internet, or listen to us on the internet, that is, at max.fm.
You can watch us, but you ain't going to see much.
We aren't going to be there. Yeah, that's a blessing to all involved. So we'll hope you can join us for the girls' game Tuesday night, or the boys' game a week from tonight. For John Gunnell, I'm Ben Bromley, wishing you a pleasant weekend.
Coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A partly cloudy sky for tonight, lows in the upper teens. And turning mostly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Then some rain and snow showers around tomorrow night before it warms up to the upper 40s for a high Sunday and partly sunny. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115.
It's 34 right now.
Apart, hearts broken in two.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hey there, it's Mace Michaels on a Friday night. A 50-plus minute music hour is in progress. Sweeping through continuous, non-stop music right now. AC/DC on the way, Billy Joel in moments, and of course, Tom Petty and the Heartbreaker. Power Station now. Yeah, get it on. Bang that gong live. Max FM.
And sweet on him. Yes, when you're weak, you got the teeth of the Hydra up on you. You're dirty, sweet, and you're my girl.
Max FM. Yeah, running down a drink that never would come to me. put the pedal down to make some time. There's something good waiting down this road. I'm picking up whatever is mine. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.